You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
Times have changed. The only thing you used to grill was meat, hamburgers, hot dogs, and steaks. I remember that. Sometimes chicken. But now you can cook an entire meal on the grill. A great get out of the kitchen time for mom. Carolina, I do love outdoor kitchens. Kittens too, but kitchens. The trick is to choose recipes that
we're
won't
not grilling
make
kittens.
A mess in the
no.
kitchen. No, we're not grilling kittens. Sorry. But you know, I know that there are times when you're grilling outside, but the kitchen is still a mess, and I just want to avoid
yeah.
that. So we've got some recipes that will keep it clean in the kitchen and have the meal cooked and enjoyed outdoors. So let's get started with a family dinner menu grilling recipe with a key. I know you've got a key method that we can follow that will make it super easy to have super yummy grilling recipes.
Yeah. Yeah, we use these a lot because on a few days a week, well, one certain day a week, I have both my kids in soccer practice. So I actually get home with the kids from soccer after my husband. He comes home earlier. So that's usually our grilling night because, number one, I'm exhausted. Number two, I just don't have time to prep and make dinner. By the time we come home, the kids are, you know, starving from soccer. So that's our grilling night. And what I do to prep for that is I just use a really good marinade. There's tons of out there, or a salad dressing. One of our favorites to use here is the Bragberry Organic marinade. It's a Kid Critic approved product too. And it's got that sweet and tangy flavor that just really brings out everything. I use it for everything. So I'll get like a glass dish and marinate maybe salmon. And sometimes I do this even the day before because I just marinate it in the fridge. I just put it in that glass dish, cover it, and leave it in the fridge. And then I also marinate some sliced eggplants, some grilled green peppers, red peppers, mushrooms, everything. And then my husband knows when he comes home before me, he just pulls those glass dishes out and dumps it in the grill. Well, not dump it, but, you know, puts it in the grill. I don't know. I'm not here to see it. That's the best part. So, and by the time we come home, dinner's ready and fantastic.
Whoa.
I didn't have to do anything. So,
you got that down. You know, the other things that you can marinate and have delicious meals with is shrimp. I love the yellow squash and the zucchini, sliced zucchini, yellow squash. Some people will say, ooh, no, you know what? When you marinate and grill it, kids will love it. Everybody loves it. It's so delicious. I think it brings out the sweetness, especially with the Bragberry wonderful dressing, but you can use other dressings. You know, that's just one of our favorites.
True.
Also sliced potatoes. You know, you can do, I'm sorry, I was going to say sweet potatoes and regular potatoes. So you got a whole meal.
True. And if you're worried about the vegetables falling through, just use aluminum foil. A lot of times, like for the mushrooms, for example, or sliced onions, I love grilled onions, but they do go through the griddle too much and it's kind of hard to protect them. So I just make a little aluminum, or my husband does, make a little pouch with aluminum foil, put everything in there and kind of close it. So it's kind of like grilling and steaming at the same time. You won't have the grill marks, but you will still have that, you know, grilled sensation. And again, didn't have to clean up three pans for grilling all the vegetables separately. So it's really great.
I also think it's a great way to get kids to eat new vegetables and fish and some things they may go there. Also, I know at stores they've got this little gizmo that you can put on top of your grill that so you can do you can grill vegetables without them falling through. And I agree.
True.
Grilled onions are the bomb. I mean, I just could eat those. Long. All right, so I'm gonna have a party. It's time for me to have my neighbors over, and they've had me over. It's my turn, and I need to do an outdoor party. So, what do you recommend for that one?
Yeah, well, you know, I know most of outdoor grilling parties is just hamburger, but, you know, you can get a little bit fancier with not a lot of work. For example, we have this recipe for a Pensacola turkey burger, which you mix in cottage cheese, actually, Worcestershire sauce, Dijon mustard, a little garlic powder, and parsley leaves, some fresh parsley, and then your turkey. And then you make, I like to make them smaller. So they'll be like sliders. They are richer. It's going to be a lot more flavor. So you don't have to make those huge, big burgers. And it doesn't take a lot of work. You mix it up in about 2 seconds, and then you grill them outside and make them into little sliders. I also love grilling corn. Some of the easiest things to do, especially because you don't have to peel the corn. You can just put it on the grill with the husks, and that makes it grill it just perfect. And then you peel it after it's grilled. So I love grilling corn. So that makes really fun, hassle-free party type, you know, barbecue to have with the neighbors.
And you add a salad to that, I would assume, because we got burgers and corn. But wouldn't you do a big salad? What kind of salad would you? Do you prefer
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I guess I did. I didn't mention the salad. It's funny because that's usually what I tell the neighbors to bring. Bring the salad. I got the rest. So it's even less work for me, right? But yeah, great big salad. And it's kind of fun if you let the neighbors bring it because it'll be something different than what you're used to. And it's an easy item for neighbors to just toss it together, you know, 5 minutes before they come. So yeah, a nice big salad. It's so refreshing to eat salad when you're having a barbecue. It's definitely one of my favorite thing.
Oh yeah, it's just the best. Okay, so I'm going to get back to the Pensacola turkey burgers and the fact that you bring them down into sliders, which is very kid friendly, very cool. But that recipe doesn't have a whole lot of turkey, and it's part turkey and part other fillers that add to the richness of the flavor and give moisture to it, which makes it really nice. You could do it with ground chicken as well. But the what I really love about it is that it's not as expensive. How about that? Because you don't have to use as much turkey. And you get something just super, super delicious. And you can make it in advance. You don't have to just suddenly run home. You can throw it together. But why not throw it together the morning before you leave or even the night before and seal it into the fridge? And then it's all ready for you for that party that you've got brewing with your neighbors. BYO is really nice too. Bring your own. Of course, you can bring your drinks, but also it's so nice when people contribute to the outdoor parties. And we left out one thing that is my favorite, which is veggie kebabs. I love kebabs, and I like them with veggies or veggies and chicken, but man, that's a surefire winner. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, I love the kebab, especially if you're going to grill not at home, like if you're going to go to the park to grill. The veggie kebabs are so practical and super friendly. Kids love it. You can marinate the whole kebabs. You can set up the kebabs first. So whatever vegetables you want, whatever is in season is what you want to go with. And then the top and the bottom, you can do a little piece of potato to kind of hold everything together, or even a shrimp at each end to hold everything together. But the kebabs are great. You can marinate it ahead of time. Bring them to where you're going to go grill. As long as you bring it in a cooler with a little bit of ice, they're pretty safe. And then just bring maybe some chicken franks or some turkey hot dogs. We love Shelton's. They have some really safe, no nitrites, no nitrates kind of chicken and turkey hot dogs that are delicious. So they're really great for on the go, and kids can help you make them and help you eat them too.
Okay, I'm hungry. When should I come over?
I know, right? Let's go barbecue right now. I hope everybody got inspired not only to barbecue, but to look for these recipes. So I want to tell everybody, if you go to our website, it's KIDKRITICS.org, Kid Critics spelled with 2 Ks. There's a recipe tab there. And look for all these recipes that we talked about today and so much more. We'll also post them on our social media, so make sure you follow us there. And remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. You will find all our past episodes. You're sure to find some subject that you've been wanting to know more about. So visit us there. And in the meantime, make sure you eat well and stay well.